Everyone, I hope you've been doing absolutely amazing. In this one, I'm quickly just going to touch on, and I say quickly, it's probably not going to be quickly at all. This is something that sort of happened over the weekend. On Friday, I think it was, Saturday? I'm not exactly sure, Friday or Saturday. I, for about 30 minutes, was talking myself out of a panic attack. And I haven't had to do that in quite a while. It's actually pretty crazy that this was nearly here. And how I got out of that was actually pretty fun. Oh, also, by the way, I'm sorry I haven't done many podcasts as of late. If you're in the client community, you know that I lost my voice and got super sick for all of last week. So things are probably on the back burner, or they're delayed or whatever, because I was out of it. So yeah, that's the update on that one. And you'll hear me clear my throat and do all the fun stuff. I'm only just getting my voice back, so I'm hoping this will be pretty quick. In terms of the panic attack and how I got out of that, that's really what I want to focus on today, more of like the how and focusing on the how, because that's what got me into almost having that panic attack. And it happens for a lot of clients. I see it all the goddamn time, of people that get way too caught up in how is this going to work instead of doing the thing that is immediately in front of them. And that's how it started for me. I'm not saying that, oh, you need to do this and this never happens for me or anyone else. That's exactly how I got into this situation. So I'm trying to do things at the moment, let's just say business stuff, because it'll just umbrella term it real nice. I was trying to do business things / am trying to do business things and things within the business. And it hit for me of, how am I actually going to make this work? How is the timeline even going to work at this point? It's going to be too little. It's going to be too late. It's going to be this and that and whatever. And I just started freaking out about how is this actually going to work? And I was like, nope, I'm going to do what I'm willing to bet all my clients did and what I do most of the time, which is let's break this down. Went to the whiteboard, tried to break it all down and went, oh yeah, that's insanely overwhelming. This can't be done. Or if things go in the worst case situation, this can't be done. And I'm going to have to do it like this, or I don't even know how I'm going to be able to. And that spiral is what got me into that almost panic attack, borderline panicking. Either way, they're going to do the same thing. It's been a while since I focused on or got caught in the how to do things. And I said this with my therapist, I don't even know when, but ages ago at some point. And it is more, if you've been following on Instagram and been reading the captions there, I'm getting very into writing captions, because it's almost therapeutic in a way of just writing everything that's on my mind and putting it into the caption. On TikTok, it's not so much, because I know that no one on TikTok is going to read a fucking caption anyway. So on TikTok, it's just like, oh, here's the thing about the quick summary of that it is. Because I don't know many people that read captions on videos for TikTok. They just want the video, dopamine. I get that. I'm the exact same. On Instagram, it feels like there is more connection with the post. Even when I'm scrolling on Instagram, I'm following people that I like, and my following list is lower, and I'm going to read from the people that I've been following, and then that's pretty much it. I'll check their stories and then read what they've got, and then that's basically it. On TikTok, though, I just go through the For You page, some people I'm following, and it can end up being that doom scroll. And I hate that. So I'm getting off TikTok as much. Obviously, I'm still using it for business. But I'm just trying to not use it as much, because I've been getting into the doom scrolls, and that's not good. It's how most people end up finding me, by doing the doom scroll, and then I tell them to get off TikTok. But hey, we're not going to touch that right now. When I was talking to my therapist at whatever point that this was, when I was talking to my therapist at this point, it was, when I'm adaptable and flexible, things go really well. And I've never had a point in my life where I haven't figured something out, because one, I'm here, I'm still doing it, and I'm doing it at a pretty damn good level right now. I'm still doing the thing that I'm doing. I'm still here, I'm still surviving. I never thought I was going to live past 21, but hey, here we are at 30. So I've got to be doing something right. And there has to be something within me that is telling me that I know that I can do this and that everything is possible, because if it weren't, I would have given up by now. And based on everything I've gone through in the past, if I can overcome that and if I can find a way to get through that and come out of that even better, this is probably going to be the easy part. It sucks while I'm in it. I'm not trying to hype myself up and be like, yeah, you got this, Trav, just fucking go for it, and ignore everything that's happening and just go, well, that'll all sort itself out in time. Yes, it will. But right now, I need to figure out what I can do to get out of this. I need to get out of this panic attack. I need to do whatever it is that keeps me going. And every time that I have been protective or rigid or not wanting to adapt or just wanting the world to disappear is when I've been focused on how I'm going to do things or how is this going to work. And every time I go, how is this going to work? It's not, I'm going to do this and here's going to be all the awesome things that will happen. Sometimes it's like that. Majority of the time, it's going to be, if I do this, I'm going to get, let's just say, this much that's going to be coming in. And then I'll say, yeah, but worst case situation is going to be this. I'm absolutely one of those hope for best cases, plan for worst cases people. Sometimes it works, well, most of the time it works out amazingly and everything ends up being, that was better than I thought. And that's exactly what I tell my clients when they start panicking about things and how are they going to do this and what about that? Okay. Every time that you've been worried about something or you've been anxious about something, it's always gone, well, that was better than I thought. So I want to try and capture that and what I know, and I'm trying to act on what I know rather than what I think might possibly happen based on all of these extenuating circumstances. And I don't know what the world is going to do. I don't know what other people are going to do. So how can I plan for all of that? I fucking can't. I can't do that.
Really, Levi?
He's got zoomies. He's got old man zoomies, I should say. What are you doing? What are you doing, you little idiot? You little cockatoo head. My God, he really needs a clip right now. He's looking like a cockatoo. Aren't you? Stupid old man. So, as best as you can, rely on the things that you know instead of what you think that you know, or even the things that you don't know, because that's really what is going to end up getting you, and did get myself, out of the situation of the panic attack, and it let me focus on one thing to keep moving. And I know in the past, I've always found a way for these things to work. So why not now? Why can't today work?
Really, Levi?
As soon as I start recording, it comes in and wants to be the center of attention. Couple hours ago, for 3-4 hours in a row, napping, doing nothing. As soon as I start actually recording stuff, he's like, oh, fuck you, I'm going to flop on the carpet.
Asshole.
It's cute though. So, if you can do that as well, I don't know your experience, I don't know your life, I don't know the context that you would put into this, but you're listening to this and you're still here, so that means there is something in you that wants to be here and wants to keep going and wants to succeed. We're humans. We have a natural survival instinct, so we're going to be pretty good at surviving. The shit thing is, a lot of people get caught in surviving and doing the base needs of needing to exist, and then they stop. And what we want to do, or what I want to do, is I personally always want to feel like I'm making progress, like I'm always doing something or moving towards something or have a project, because if I stagnate, I feel like I'm not doing anything. I feel like I'm pointless, hopeless, worthless, all those fun things if I'm not moving towards something, which is exactly why I do the job that I do, because I don't know how I would be able to find that level of success if I weren't in a career that was hinged on my ability to be able to do things. And if I had a salary, I mean, I do have a salary, but if I had a salary from someone else and it was like, hey, yeah, here's, keep doing all the stuff, you're super valuable. It's like, yep, cool, but what else can I get from this? Keep going, you're super valuable. It's like, okay. I'm going to need something more than just empty praise and a pizza party every month or something like that. Oh, I fucking hated it. And I've been in those jobs where the people there are, let's say, not the best of go-getters and they know how to keep their job. I fucking hated it. It was so boring. I was like, I can see how this job can get done. Let's just finish it so then it's done and we can do something else. And they go, yeah, but if we do that, then, you know, we're not really going to have, we're going to have to do other stuff. And we just like doing this stuff. Oh, for fuck's sake, this is so boring. I hate it. So, whatever it is for you, please understand that you want to be here. You want to do something. Because if not, you would have given up on something however long ago. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be following me on social media. You want to do something to improve your life. And even if you don't know that, there is something in you that is clearly wanting that change or improvement or something because you're here. You wouldn't be here specifically listening to this or following me on social media if you didn't want more of whatever it is that I have to say at whatever level. So that's the fun part of it. I've always been a fan of just finding out what I need at the absolute base level and then doing something. Then I'm just committing to starting. I want to start this process and figure out what it's going to take to get to that next step. Because I absolutely get caught in that all the gear, no idea type of stuff. And the beautiful ADHD. I've bought everything I need to be able to master this task, this hobby, this thing. And thankfully, I didn't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of money to spend on all these hobbies. D&D is the only hobby I've got at the moment. I spend money on that every so often. But I'm so glad I didn't have access to heaps of money growing up, like late teens, early 20s, all that shit, because I would have been all the gear, no idea. But now that I'm, and it sort of forced me to really prioritize what hobbies I want and what I want to do. And that, I suppose, really got me into, I need to start this thing and see if it's going to be what I want it to be. If it's going to be the way that I want it to, if it's going to be the way that I want it to be, if it's going to feel the way that I want it to feel, if it's going to be something that I feel like is going to be just positive for my life and including it in my life in some sense. If I got caught up in the, okay, but how is this going to work? Then I'd probably be caught in that buying all the gear and having no idea. I'd buy all the supplies, everything that I need, researching everything, theoretically being really good at this task, but not actually being good at it. Like if I constantly read about strength training and resistance training and hypertrophy and all these things, gaining muscle, so to speak, if I always read about them, theoretically I'd know how to do that. But if I never worked out, then I wouldn't understand the application of everything that's going on. It would be just do this, which is what a lot of people end up saying when they go, oh, just be in a calorie deficit, but they haven't coached anyone in their life. They go, a calorie deficit leads to weight loss because that's the only thing that matters. It's like, for weight loss, obviously naturally, that's how that happens, through a calorie deficit. But have you actually ever coached someone who has binge eating or loves to self-sabotage or has fear of failure or fear of success or any of these things? Have you actually coached anyone in communicating that to them to be like, oh, be in a deficit, and realized how little that fucking helps? Well, eat less and move more. No shit, they're already doing that. Let's figure out how to coach this person. And that's where we get into how do we as coaches help that person. But there's no point in running through how do we help that person. Okay, we've helped them through this step, but then what if they do this? Okay, well then if they do that, then we'll have to do this, all right? But then from there, if they're like this and they do this and this and this, there's no point in going, hey, this is how this is all going to work through the entire 6 months that you work with me, for example. There's no point in saying all of that because we'll get 1 week in and go, oh, everything I thought that was going to happen doesn't matter now because we're at a different point. Let me redo all of this, which is why I'm not a massive fan of like, hey, here's this 8 week block you're going to do, because shit changes all the time. 4 week blocks, I'm a fan of like more than eight because I'm currently doing a 4 week block, but things change. My coach changes it. And I also have the ability to change that myself. But that's why I prefer doing things weekly. So A, I don't get bored. And then if I'm sick, I can also adjust it for that. Or if a client is sick, I can adjust it for that. If they see insane amount of growth or just like results or everything is good, let's push this a little bit, we can adjust that every week instead of saying, yeah, sweet, keep going for another 3 weeks. And I'll adjust it in that time. But good luck for the rest of it. That doesn't feel like coaching to me. For training templates, yeah, sure. Here's a program. Go do it. 4 weeks. Message me. We'll change some stuff. But I don't know, just doesn't feel it for me. So what I'm saying with all of that, there is no point in getting caught up in the how things are going to work. You just need to believe that they are going to work and start. If you have that belief that things are going to happen, that things are going to work for you, then you're not worried about, oh, okay, but here's all the obstacles that I've had in my life and this is why it's not going to work out, because I know if I'm going to be doing this, and doing all this, 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 how is all that going to work for me based on my background experience or my past or my history or this and that? And I get that a lot of people want the tangible, logical explanation to go, this is how it's all going to work. But I've had a lot of clients in my past where I've even said, after everything that I've run them through, this is how it works. They go, that doesn't sound right to me. Awesome. Cool. Let's take the 10 years that I've got in this fucking business and helping people do exactly what you're doing that have been in worse positions than you. Let's just pretend that I made all of that up because you're super unique and you're an anomaly, even though I've worked with people that are much worse positions than you. That's also the thing that I sort of take on for myself, is that I'm not special. I'm not unique in any sense. I am going to fall into, like, quote unquote, general populace in my sense. Whenever I read something that's like, most people do this, I'm like, ah, that's probably going to be me. Read it. And if I don't do it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. But I'm willing to bet I fall into that general populace category. And a lot of people listening to this would as well, because it's such a major populace. But everyone has that thing of, I can't succeed because I'm me. At the same time, everyone that has succeeded in whatever aspect we're talking about, anyone that has succeeded, more often than not, either says, yeah, I've been, well, depending on who you ask, more often than not goes, yeah, I did it, so anyone can do it. And then there's those two people that exist at the same time on the ends of the spectrum. I'm me, so I can't do it because I'm me. And the other people going, well, I'm just me, so anyone can do it because I'm just me. And it doesn't matter what they've done, who they are or whatever. It's just a different sense of belief in themselves. They don't have to know how it's all going to work out. You just have to believe that it will. And then step one, do that. If it works out from step one, fantastic. What do you do next? If it doesn't work out from step two, okay, cool. What do you do next? I was on that borderline of a panic attack because I was too obsessed or focused or spiraling on how I'm going to get this to work. And what I said to my therapist and what he said to me is, every time that I've been flexible and adaptable, shit has worked out for me. I've always found a way to make it work. So why would this time be any different? And reality of it is, nothing in my life has really gone the way that I thought it would. Like, it didn't go to plan for me. And it's turned out all right. It's actually turned out pretty damn well. It's not where I thought I would be, because where I thought I would be was much less than this. And even when I started doing some things and started seeing some sort of money coming in, and I got really egotistical and became just an absolute fucking douchebag, I hit that peak and then went, this is going to be amazing. And then my ego took over and it was just, oh, it's not going to work out like that. Okay, cool. It's not going to be all these fancy things. Cool. Didn't realize that, but I didn't know how it was going to fail. I didn't know how it was going to succeed. I didn't know any of that shit. I was just, oh yeah, this is how it's working. And then when I got egotistical and blind to the fact of, okay, how do I actually have the steps, or what is next, or what is the step that I take? It just became, this is going to work out forever. And it took away the action for me. So there is a balance that you have to strike here. You have to not worry about steps 2 through 400 million. You just need to worry about step one and take action on step one. When I got egotistical and blind about everything, I did, let's just say, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got to like step 9 and I was like, fantastic. I don't need to worry about anything for the rest of my life. This is how it's going to be forever. And I stopped taking action. I wasn't even doing step 9, 8, 7, 6, or 5. I was just like, done. Everything's going to work out just because I've done this once. Love it. And ended up losing all of it because I was like, oh, well, not all of it. I'm still here. Ended up losing a lot of it because I was blind and I didn't take actions. That is probably where I could have used a bit of, okay, how am I going to maintain this? What is the next step? That's probably where that could have come in. But nothing in my life has gone the way that I thought that it would. And whether that's good or bad, it doesn't matter because I'm here now and I like it. So there's been shit that has happened to me in my life that's been pretty bad and it's worked out for me. There's been good things that have happened in my life and it's worked out worse than what I thought it was going to turn out like. And that's fine as well, because I'm here and that's what matters. And none of that, in the sense of working out the way that I thought it would, none of that really matters, because I'm adaptable and I'm just going to keep going with what is in front of me. And if I can do that, and if I can do the thing that is in front of me, everything will work out, because I have, at the moment, I'm 30. I have 30 years of experience of saying, I don't know how I'm doing any of this shit, but I'm willing to jump in and give it a go and figure it out. And doing that led me to, oh, I didn't need to worry about the 4 million things that I spiraled with my anxiety. I can just do step one and that's eliminated 399 million. Now I can just focus on the next 1 million things that are here. Excellent. Let's just do step two. I'm just going to fucking pick one, throw a dart at a dartboard, whatever it lands on, I'm going to do that. Cool. Step two, that feels pretty good. Awesome. And I've only ever worried about what do I do next? And it's all worked out the way that it needed to. Not the way that I thought it would, but the way that it needed to. I said this to another coach this morning. I said it to my Instagram reels and all that fun stuff of nothing's worked out the way that I wanted it to, but it's worked out the way that I needed it to. Plus, who the fuck am I to think that I know what is best for me? What I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I need to know to be able to get to this next level, to be able to reach this next level. That's why I hire coaches that have done what I want to do, and they say, just do this one thing. It's exactly what I do for my clients, where they come in overwhelmed, frustrated. There's a billion bunch of different fucking diets and random shit and coaches and stuff on social media, and they go, this person said to do carnivore. This other person said that I should be doing fruits because they're good for me. The other person said that I should be avoiding carbs because they're just basically sugar, and I should be doing this and this. It's all, honestly, fitness industry and the health industry at the moment is just fucking horrible. If you see anyone in a grocery store, just unfollow. I have yet to see a single fucking person on TikTok that is giving health advice in the grocery store that's been positive. So if you see anyone in the grocery store, just keep moving on. They're not going to give you anything that's going to be fucking useful. I can almost 99.99% guarantee it. Do you want to know why? It's because people who fucking coach people and actually have this as their business and their job, they don't have time to go to the grocery store and film in there and how to get the script right and do all these hooks and shit. People that are actually helping people are busy helping people and usually do shit and social media in their office because that's the only time that they have to spare 5 minutes to go, oh, I need to do this to help this person. Or I did this and it reminded me of this, so I'm going to help that person and put it out as a story, put it out as this. Which is why we usually hire editors or have very unclean looking shit in terms of like Instagram feeds or TikTok feeds or whatever. Because we're too busy actually helping people. We don't have time to go to the grocery store and do a fucking flip and go, oh, don't worry about this ingredient because did you know that it's actually this and this and this? No. We're actually helping people. So you can fuck those grocery store charlatans off. On top of that, to get back to the original point, I don't know what I need to know to get to that level that I need to, because that's why I've got coaches and they say, just do this one thing. For my clients, I do the exact same thing. Don't worry about all the information out there. Don't worry about a diet that's going to be best for you or the sugars and carbs and this and that. Let's just scrap everything that you know. Let's keep it really simple. What foods do you like eating? Oh, I like carbs and this and that, but I don't like to do carbs because of everything I've read. Cool. Let's, again, fuck it off. You like carbs? Awesome. Go eat carbs, but do it in this structured way, whether that's calories and macros or do all of that, but just hit protein or do this, but without tracking, try and get some more leaner meats in there or have something that, like, just read nutritional tables and get something that's higher protein, less fat, less sugar, whatever it's going to be. We just keep it super simple and say, for this week, just do this one thing. That's all I want you to do. And then they come back the next week. They go, I did it. It felt pretty good. Like, all right, cool. This week, I want you to do this other one thing. Keep doing what you're doing before because it feels good. But I just want you to do this one more thing and we'll see how that goes. And doing that across 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, whatever, doing that across whatever time, you look back and you go, oh my God, how am I a different person? I don't know what you did. It was so simple. How is it that easy? You go, well, it was easy because we made it easy. And because I knew how you were going to get there. I didn't know the exact path. And I love using this analogy for people that are having a conversation with me about, so what is coaching and how does it actually work? I love this analogy. I'll probably fuck it up now that I've said that I love it. Imagine you and me are going through a hedge maze. We're going through a labyrinth. I don't know how to get to the center. I don't know how to get to the center, where the treasure is, where the results are, where all this fun stuff is. We're at the start, we need to get to the center. I don't know how to get there. But what I do know are the answers to all of the riddles at the doors that you have to answer to be able to get to that next level, to be able to get to the next stage in that hedge maze. instead of you banging your head against the wall or trying to cheat and get through the hedge maze and find out there's an electric fence under there, we get to the riddle, and instead of it being, oh yeah, this is 7, push through, and then get to the next door, this one's 28, instead of me answering for you, I will teach you how to think so that when you have to do this or show your kids this or show your friends or family how to get through this maze, you know how to think and how to break it down so that you can find out the answer. You're not just memorizing random shit. It's teaching you how to think and feel and how to break these things down. So that when we get to the door, it's, okay, what do you think it is? If it gets to the point of like, this is taking a while, I'm just going to give you the answer, we'll do that. Then as we're walking through the maze, let's talk about it together for how can we find that answer next time. When we get to the center, fantastic, I knew you'd do it. Because I knew the answers for the doors to get to the next level. So I knew all it took was to be able to just spend some time in the maze, get to the doors, answer all them, you will get to the center. The fun thing about it is everyone has their own unique personalized labyrinth. That's why I don't know how to get to the center. Because yours is going to be different for this person's, and this person's is going to be different compared to this person's, and no two are going to be the same. That's why I don't know how to get to the center. Theoretically, yeah, walk the maze and get to the center. That is the equivalent of being in a calorie deficit. Just go through the maze and reach the center. That's how you'll be successful. Just be in a calorie deficit, you'll lose weight and be successful. But those people haven't walked the labyrinth before. They don't know how to answer this riddle. They don't know what the answers are here. They don't know how to think or where the secret trap doors are or anything like that. That's where I come in. That's what I simplify for you. And we're going to get there a hell of a lot quicker. It'll be more patient because you're not sprinting and breathless trying to get through the labyrinth. We're just walking because we know that it's inevitable. So what's the point in getting all hot and sweaty and paranoid and panicked when all we know that we just have to walk this and we're going to be completely fine? That's why the physical results of people are a lot slower than what they've done before, because they're not starving themselves, because they're not just doing dumb shit for the sake of dumb shit, and the trainer getting a massive before and after to go, oh my God, my client lost X amount of weight, like 12 kilos in 8 weeks. How did she do it? I'll fucking tell you how she did it, Steven. She starved herself and didn't go out for social events. That's how she did it, Steven. So I don't want to do any of that shit. I want you to enjoy the labyrinth, enjoy the maze, enjoy all this fun stuff. And then when you get to the middle, go, oh yeah, that was actually really good. Instead of the other people that get there and they go, oh, you only just got here? I hated all of that. I'm never doing that again. You're more likely to enjoy your life when you enjoy the process that is losing weight and feeling good. You never hit, some people do, but it's like a handful of people that I've worked with. They never see a number on the scale and go, oh, good, all my problems are solved now. Fantastic. That's all that I wanted. And life is so much easier. Wow. Good thing I lost that 10 kilos. Life will never be like that. And if you enjoy the process along the way of just, I'm going to take step one. I'm cool. I've done that. I'm going to do step two. And you're not worrying about, okay, how do I lose these next 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 20 kilos when all of this shit in the past is so confusing, contradictory. Don't worry about it. Let's just do step one. Let's just worry about that. Once you've done that, then you know what you need to know, because step one either worked or it didn't work and you've learned something from it and you know everything that you need to know to do step two. But how could you know what you needed to do without step one either going right or going wrong and learning something from that to get to step two? Which is why I'm under the impression that I don't know what's best for me, because I haven't done the things that I'm needing to do. I haven't been 31 before. I haven't been the version of me that is 31. I have the intention of doing particular things when I'm 32, 35, whatever, in the future. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know that it's going to work out. Because when it comes time to start that thing, I'm just going to go, step one, this is what we have to do. Step two, cool. Step one was fucking horrendous. Learned heaps of it. Learned heaps from it. And now I'm going to do step two. Whenever I or any of my clients get caught up in how exactly is this going to work and what are the steps and getting way too future pacey, they're the people that feel overwhelmed and often want to give up. And I often talk myself into giving up because I feel overwhelmed with how am I actually going to do all of this. And then I get sidetracked with all the millions of difference of possibilities and that's where we have the beauty of a panic attack comes in and goes, oh, I think I'm dying. I managed to talk myself out of it because I'm not worried about how I'm going to get there. I just know that I'm going to get there because I have 30 years of experience behind me to say, I never knew how I was going to buy a house or how I was going to have this community or how I was going to grow on TikTok or how I was going to do all these things. It was just, I'm going to start TikTok. I reckon it's funny. Then I posted a few videos that were bagging out keto zealots and they got some hits. I'm like, all right, let's just keep going with this. Then I got good at, well, not then I got good, but I became better at coaching over time. And then a client saw this particular result. And I go, oh, that was cool. I'm going to see if I can replicate that with this next person. I went to therapy and learned a lot of things about how I work and why I work and all of that. Talking to clients across the years and their therapy sessions and what we've gone through, learning all of that has helped me become a better coach. I didn't know how I would get here. I mistakenly became a mindset coach. I didn't even mean to. I was a personal trainer. And then people said, oh yeah, like what about a call for like accountability? And I was like, fuck, all right, I'm sure, why not? And I just started having a call with someone every so often. And they said, I love these calls more often than not. Because personal trainers are really just bartenders, but the bar is just iron instead of alcohol. That's the only difference. People will come in and go, oh, life was terrible, my partner's doing this, or this is why I feel hopeless, or work was shit because of this, and they just start venting while they're lifting heavy shit. And they feel good because they're getting things off their chest and they're talking everything out. They're talking their emotions through without even sort of realizing it. And they're moving their body, releasing endorphins and physically feeling good as well. That's the fun part of it. But when I started talking to people about my mental health, my struggles, my issues, and what I do to feel better, they go, fuck, that actually makes a lot of sense. I'm going to try it. And then they started feeling good. And then I had people coming into the gym. They weren't even working out. They just wanted to talk to me for 45 minutes. And I was like, fuck is happening? Like, let's get on the treadmill and go for a walk. Let's do some stretches. Let's do some stuff that, you know, I'm qualified for. And people just started calling me their mindset coach. People just started calling me their therapist. Please, for the love of God, don't fucking call me a therapist, because it definitely, in my opinion, undervalues what actual good therapy does. If you're feeling awesome, that's awesome, by focusing on your mindset. But don't call me a therapist, because I am absolutely not my therapist and he has to deal with much worse shit than I do. So yeah, don't focus too much on how everything is going to work out and future pacing yourself into a panic attack. Just focus on what is immediately in front of you this week or today or right now. And just go, what can I do right now to be in the best position possible to do whatever it is that I want to do, to make $1 million, to get a promotion at work, to lose 10 kilos, to feel good in my skin, to go swimming without worrying about what I'm wearing or what people are looking at or judging me or whatever. Whatever it could possibly be. If you still feel super overwhelmed with everything that is in front of you, then that is where you hire me or reach out to me and we have a chat and go, let's figure this out. I also posted today, by the time you listen to this, it won't be today, it'll be probably yesterday or whenever the fuck, but I got a message from someone that I didn't work with, but I had a call with 2 years ago, and they messaged me out of the blue to say, hey, just wanted to let you know, we spoke about 2 and a something years ago and we just had a call. Since then, you really kicked my ass because of that call. You kicked my ass into gear and I've started eating more. I'm feeling healthier. I've lost weight. Mentally, I'm the best I've ever been. I've done all of these awesome things. Can't remember them all off the top of my head, but I've done all of these awesome things and I'm super healthy and happy with where I am. And it all came off the back of a 45-minute call with you because you questioned things. You asked me stuff and I couldn't really answer it. You got into why is this happening and what's going on? And I couldn't answer it or didn't know what was going on. And from that one call, she's spent the last 2 and a bit years feeling awesome just because of a single call. And you can do that as well by either just listening to this podcast and deciding to action something in it, by watching a piece of content and deciding to action it. Do whatever the fuck that you want to do if you feel like it's going to have a positive impact on your life. If you feel like that is overwhelming, or like doing that is overwhelming, or you just want me or someone to go, hey, do this for this week and keep it super simple so that you can enjoy your life and lose weight and do the things, that's where you hire us. You reach out to me and you just go, this is where I'm at, this is what I want to do. will go, cool. And I will simplify everything for you the same way I do for all of my clients, to just go, do this one thing. Because I have to bring myself back into, I need to do this one thing. And it is wild just how successful people are, including myself, when we don't worry about how, and we just focus on us feeling good and what we can do that is immediately in front of us. We just take action and just do dumb shit. And usually ends up either going bad, and we learn from it, and we adapt, and we get to where we need to go, because now we've learned what we need to learn to get to where we need to go. But we get there a lot quicker than analyzing everything and staying in overwhelm and staying in this and staying in that. You will be surprised how quickly you get results in your life, no matter what they are, by just randomly reaching out to people and just going, hey, I have this problem. I was wondering if you could help me with blah, 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 blah. Anything would be super handy. Maybe 9 out of 10 people wouldn't respond, but one person might. And they go, yeah, maybe focus on this or do this. If you send that to me, I fucking guarantee you, I'm going to have a million follow-up questions to get heaps of context to then go, yeah, do this. But if you want to have a call with me, because I do have, shameless plug-in, I do have two Unfuck Yourself Transformation Program spots available at the moment. I've had some people, you can guess how many, two, I've had two people finish up their programming with me as of this week and last week. So I've got two spots available if you want them. We also have the 8-week challenge that is going at the moment, where it's not that at fucking all. The 8-week challenge is not lose weight as quick as you can. It's not one of those challenges. I built this challenge because I fucking hate those challenges. This one is specifically nutrition and mindset. There are some workouts and movement things that you can do, and we're going to help personalize movement and nutrition and everything for you. But this challenge is more, how do we help you feel good and learn to lose weight sustainably while feeling good? How do you avoid self-sabotage? How do you get started? Why do you have the all-or-nothing mindset? Why are you a perfectionistic person? Why are you a people pleaser? How do we move through that? What's going to be best for you? And personalizing everything through the challenge. Yes, the workouts are templated, but we can help personalize by saying, don't do this, do this, do this, do this. And we have a weekly call every week. It's a weekly group call. Myself and Laura run through everything. And I've also decided to do something stupid, which is give everyone in the challenge the same type of messaging support that I give my one-on-one people who pay me 1,000-something a month. And I've just decided to do that because I want to see personally if I have the capacity to be able to do that. If I don't, good for you, because it's going to be 8 weeks of one-on-one support messaging anyway, regardless of if I can or can't. I feel like I'll be able to, because that's the type of coaching I want to get into. And I've realized that 90% of my one-on-one people get majority of their support from messaging and Loom reviews and all that shit. So I've just decided to go and give that away as a part of the challenge, because I'm also kind of excited to see what are the results that people get, not just weight loss, but also mindset and feeling good. What are the results that people get if we just have messaging support as well as everything else that they're getting from the challenge? I wonder what types of results that they would get by doing that compared to other programs and challenges they've done in the past that are mocused, that's mostly focused for all of you at home who don't know what made up words I say, who are mocused on losing weight as quickly as possible and just doing the shit of basically burning you out and leaning into the all or nothing. And there's a fun fact, people who have all or nothing tendencies are the people who want to do nothing, and they want to get to nothing a lot quicker. And they do that because they burn out, and they get there because doing all of it is way too much. And they go, I just want to get this done. I just want to finish this. It's like, okay, slowing down is going to be the best thing for you. And I know that you logically understand that, but you can't sit still and you can't do these things. So let's figure out how we can do that together. Let's figure out how we can harness the energy of the nonstop engine. How do we harness that for something that's actually going to help you instead of just completely burn you out, blow out the engine, then you've got to take time off and rebuild it and then go again? That's what the challenge is for, to help you get to there. The Unfuck Yourself Transformation is the exact same as that challenge, except weekly one-on-one workouts, weekly one-on-one nutrition, spreadsheet, Loom reviews, all that stuff, and a weekly one-on-one 45-minute call, plus all the messaging that I mentioned before. Transformation is one-on-one, weekly, everything hyper-personalized. That's why I can't send people like, hey, this is what the program is, because I don't fucking know because I don't know you. When I know you and we have the call and I understand what you're needing, then I can give you an idea for what is going to be in the program. I don't know the exact path because that is going to be counterproductive to everything that I said. But we're going to do step one based on where you are and what you need and based on everything that you've done in the past as well. We're going to do step one. We're going to fucking smash that. Then we'll do step two. And that exact same philosophy is how I built and why I built the challenge so that people can experience that for a fuckload more affordable, as a fuckload more affordable option. Because the challenge is $59 a week. It is stupidly, stupidly affordable. One-on-one is obviously not that. It's much more than that. It's like five times that. So if you're interested in working with me, but you want to see if I'm actually full of shit or if I'm actually this person that you see and listen to, the challenge would definitely be a spot, definitely be a place to start from. Jesus Christ, it would actually be a good starting point so that I can either prove me right or you wrong and either way make you feel good and get you decent results. That's what I want to do. But yeah, so that is it. Don't focus too much on the how and future pace yourself into a panic attack. Just focus on what is immediately in front of you, and you've got years of experience behind you that it says you've always figured this out and you've gotten to where you needed to be to get here to listen to all this shit. So let's just lean into the adaptability of it all and just keep going and just go one little step at a time. Trust in yourself and your ability to figure things out and everything will be completely fine. It'll work out. We don't know how. That's fine. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you need to know to get to where you need to go. So just let time take care of the inevitability of your success. If you're taking action on things, it's inevitable that you're going to be successful because you're either learning something by making mistakes or you're getting closer to your goal. Either way, you taking action because you're not worried about how, you just want to do things and you want to figure it out, that's what we want. So, hope that was awesome. If you need information on the challenge, comment on anything on Instagram with the word adventure and the fucking bot will just come in and DM you the link. If you're on TikTok, if you're on TikTok and you want more information about the challenge or the transformation or anything like that, the website, Jesus Christ. If you're on TikTok or anything like that, even on Instagram, use the link in my bio. There is the link tree there that has challenge information. The challenge is going to close in about a week. We start on September 9th, but because we do personalized nutrition for everyone when they first sign up, we're closing that on, I think, the Friday or the Saturday. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we're closing it on the Friday or the Saturday so that we have time to actually get people's shit ready and to them. So they don't start on Monday going, where is everything? What do we do? It's like, oh, just challenge Monday. Start, please. It's none of that shit. We want to be on top of this. Transformation, all that fun stuff, including the challenge. You can find all of that in my link in bio. Oh my God, I nearly fell off my chair. Jesus Christ. I'm doing well. I'm selling this amazingly. But anyway, that's enough from me. Have an amazing time. Have an amazing week. And I'll speak to you in the next one.